am Renee Scroggins. I'm the lead singer and one of the founding sisters of ESG.
We're here in Manchester, and there's a bit of a connection with ESG in Manchester, isn't there? Because you were signed to Factory Records, you played the Hacienda before. What do you remember about that?
I have, first of all, great memories about Factory Records. I remember we were performing in New York, and we were opening for a certain ratio, and Tony Wilson, and I didn't know who he was, he comes by and he says to me, you know, after a sound check, he says, I like your sound. How would you like to make a record? And I was like, yeah, sure. Because, you know, I didn't really believe him. You know, this was Wednesday. Saturday, we were in the studio with Martin Hannett making the classic EP that has Moody, you know, Good, and UFO. And the rest is Factory history. They were our first label. And I believe that if Tony Wilson wasn't daring, because even though we were dealing with a label in New York called 99 Records, it was when Tony Wilson stepped up to the plate that everyone became interested. I was a big fan of James Brown, and James Brown would always, you know, in a song, take it to the bridge, take it to the bridge. So we wanted to do songs that were like just the bridge and let that let them ever end, you know, make this a whole dance party.
Take them to the bridge. Hit me now. Come on. Stay on the scene.
Going for the James Brown theory of taking it to the bridge and then mixing what was going on in the culture we were raised in. We were raised in a part of town that was maybe 50% Hispanic, and the guys would be out there playing congas and Coca-Cola bottles, and we were like, oh yeah, that's hot, if we can put that in here. So that, I mean, that's really our theory, and always has been our theory.
Well, I was walking down the street one afternoon, headed for the jam.
When we first started, and we were pretty much women who wanted to play traditional male instruments, bass, drums, guitar. I mean, and even going with the percussion and the claves, it was like, wow. You would come on, they go, oh man, those are girls, those are women, those are, you know. So you still had the shock value, and then to be able to get down and play your instrument, that was very important.
Bam, bam, bam. And it's the monster jam.
What advice would you give to someone, to a young person starting out who wanted to be a musician or who wanted to make music?
Well, the first thing I would tell them is educate themselves to the business. The music business is exactly what it states. It's a music business. But believe in yourself as an artist. Don't ever let anybody kick you back, kick you down. If you believe in yourself, you